Now, the data that we have in humans are kind of a mixed bag of information. First of all, we had a Canadian study which looked at napobucosin in a later line setting compared to placebo. A lot of patients had side effects because the dose of the napobucosin was high, and patients had a lot of diarrhea, did not really stay on the drug long enough to really see any effect. So the initial data of this phase 3 study in later line setting was negative. Now, there was a subgroup of patients with phosphostat expression levels, you know, the target expression levels, where there was a signal in terms of improvement in overall survival. Now, in gastric cancer, there was a registration study which looked at adding napobucosin to paclitaxel compared to paclitaxel, and the study was negative. So we have negative data in terms of gastric cancer, second-line therapy, overall survival. Now, we have Johanna's data, or actually data that are generated in multi-institution setting, where the combination of FOLFIRI with or without bevacizumab plus napobucosin actually generated quite interesting stable diseases responses, even in patients who had been pretreated with FOLFIRI with or without bevacizumab. So could it be that napobucosin kind of resensitizes tumors to chemotherapy or exploits a different mechanism of action? I don't know. The data are intriguing enough that we are actually running a phase 3 study in a second-line setting, the CANSTEM C303 study, international study, napobucosin added to FOLFIRI with or without bevacizumab. The study has accrued more than half its population, a target population of more than 1,000. So that's one of those old randomized phase 3 study designs, and hopefully we'll see data probably in a year and a half to see really whether napobucosin has effectiveness in colorectal cancer.